But now we leave Washington for a moment and head to Nevada, which holds its presidential caucuses in just 2 days. My colleague Alex Chadwick will be hosting the show tomorrow from Nevada, and today he sends us this dispatch.
I'm trying to see smaller communities far away from the glitter of Vegas. I've been driving down Highway 50 all across the state from California to Utah. It's called the loneliest road in America. But maybe it's not going to be so lonely in the next couple of days and months. The political campaigns are coming here because Nevada is growing more important. You'll hear more voices from here tomorrow. But I want to begin today with an interview from Reno. To explain what's happening here, we went to the head of the political science department at the University of Nevada at Reno. He's Eric Herzig. And he told us that the political significance of Nevada and its caucuses, it sort of ebbs and flows.
Before other states started moving into the queue, we were very important. Then it kind of went away as states started to move up. It's come back to be very important, particularly for, say, Hillary Clinton, who seemed to be running away with everything, has now stubbed her toe, and Nevada could be a firewall for her.
Let's go past the caucuses now to the general election next fall. I have heard there are ideas, actually, that Nevada could be a swing state, like Illinois and Florida in the last two elections. The whole election could turn on Nevada. Sketch out a scenario for me in which that would be the case.
Well, I think it's easy because Nevada has been a swing state. Most people don't know this, but since 1912, Nevada has voted for the winner in every presidential election except 1976. We're not a state with strong partisan leanings. We're not a state with strong partisan organization. So we're not in anybody's column. We voted for Bill Clinton twice, George Bush twice, and I don't know that Nevadans liked either one of them. Because we're not in any particular column, Nevada, we're up for grabs. Had Al Gore done 2 percentage points better in Nevada, Florida would have been irrelevant that night.
If Nevada turned out to be a place where the national election was decided, how would it have been decided? And what I mean by that is, what are candidates going to have to say to win Nevada, a Republican or a Democrat?
There's not a pat answer to this. Nevada is not a particularly partisan state. If you're a Republican and you start talking about, say, the Christian right or the social agenda, that's not going to work too well in a state that's built on legalized gambling, has legalized prostitution, and the bars never close. On the flip side, if you're a Democrat, Northeastern Democrat, and you start coming out here and talking about industrial job loss, people are just going to roll their eyes and say, wait a minute, we're a service economy. So the candidates have to at least tailor their messages away from the core message of their party that you may find in other regions. Then it also just gets down to which candidate, in a sense, people trust or like the best. I think this is what hurt John Kerry. John Kerry came out and was seen as an aloof Easterner, and you know, while Nevada can somewhat be looked down upon by the rest of the nation, we will return the favor if an elite Easterner comes out and starts talking down to us, and I think that happened to John Kerry.
Which Republican candidates do you think are doing well in Nevada?
Well, very few of them have really made much of an effort. Mitt Romney's the only one with a semblance of an organization. Being a Mormon does not hurt him in Nevada. Ron Paul has a presence here, a lot of independent expenditures. You see more, say, signage and ads for him on the Republican side. After that, it drops off dramatically. John McCain will say, look, I'm a fellow Westerner. I talk straight, kind of pull out all the Western cliches, and I'm from the neighboring state, and hope that's enough. After that, you know, Giuliani has come here and raised a lot of money, but really hasn't campaigned in the state. Huckabee has no natural draw here. Fred Thompson, you know, that just doesn't work their styles in Nevada.
Professor Herzig, as we head out down Route 50, the loneliest highway in America, is there one political voice out there we should look for, one person we should stop and get off the road and go see?
I don't know that there's one person to listen to, but, and this maybe reflects the dynamics of the rural vote, AM radio is important in rural Nevada. There are long distances to drive, and that might be the only kind of frequency that comes in. And so the voices you hear on AM radio oftentimes are the voices that are being heard in rural Nevada.
Eric Herzig, professor at the University of Nevada, Reno, where he's chair of the Political Science Department. Professor, thank you.
It's my pleasure.
Okay, and I'll just tell you, I have been listening to the radio, and tomorrow I am going to play you one of the greatest station IDs in American broadcasting when we are coming to you tomorrow from Eureka, Nevada, on the loneliest road in America.